This is the Mishnah at the very end of Masechet Shabbos. Are you permitted to be Matan Nedarim, or Meifan Nedarim on Shabbos? And the din is that the husband can only be Meifan Nidrei Ishto, or the father can only be Meifan Nidrei Bito, Naira, B'Yom Shamo, on the same day that he heard. What's the definition of Yom Shammai? So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanai, where the Yom Shammai means me'eis le'eis. He hears about the neder today, a quarter to 11, so he has until tomorrow morning, a quarter to 11, to be mefer. Or the majority opinion in the Mishnah is Yom Shammai means Yom Shel Torah, till the end of the day. V'yesh b'dov el-hokol al-hachmer. If he hears about the neder, mamish b'tchilas al-layla, so he has almost 24 hours till tomorrow night. Shkia. And if he hears about the neder 2 minutes before the shkia, he only has 2 minutes to be made for the neder. That's the way we passed it. So the Mishnah says, because the Gemara quotes a Tana who disagrees and holds that it's meisleis. But the Mishnah only quotes the one opinion of the Tana that it's Yom Shel Torah. So because we assume Yom Shel Torah, so if you tell a husband he's not allowed to be made for neder, so he won't be able to be made for the, you just heard about the neder on Shabbos. So if you tell him he can't be made for the neder, so he won't be able to be made for the neder after Havdalah. So then we permit him to be made for the neder. If the din would have been that Hafaras and Dorm is meis leis, and he hears about the neder at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, then he can be made for the neder after Shabbos is over. Hi.
How you doing? Wilson Siegel? He's not in today?
Usually he sits over here, he's not here.
Okay, thank you.
Who's looking for him?
Security.
Okay.
Just have him see security when he comes.
Thank you. Yeah, why is there an issue? What's wrong with Hafaras and Nedarim? And then the Gemara says in the end of Nedarim that even when a husband is allowed to be made for neder, because he can only be made for till Shabbos is over, so he'll lose his opportunity. So he, rather than say mufalach, mufalach, we say mutalach, mutalach, mutalach 3 times as bezdin is matan neder. The reason why I say 3 times is because it says in Yeridia. Is because the Karoim didn't believe in Hatoras and Dorm, because it doesn't appear in Chumash. So we want to be Mechazik, we want to emphasize the fact that we subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why we say 3 times. That's how the Mishnah is based on the Mishnah in Menachos. And we used to do the Ktziras HaOmer. So they would, a lot of times Ktziras HaOmer would take place on Leil Shabbos. The Karoim, the Tzedukim, is Ban Abayis held that Ktziras HaOmer, Ktziras HaOmer always starts on a Sunday. So it says, B'mochas HaShabbos, day after Shabbos. Ktziras HaOmer is always on a Sunday. Most of the time, the odds are 6-1, it's not going to be on a Sunday. So whenever it was not on a Sunday, so they would say everything 3 times. Should I be Kotzer HaOmer? Sure, I should be Kotzer HaOmer. I should put it in the sack. Sure, I should do it. To emphasize that we subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh. It says in Yeridah that the reason why you say Mutalach, 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 is to emphasize the fact that we subscribe to the Torah Shebaal Peh, that we believe in the institution of HaTorah and Dorim. But when a husband is Meif and Nidrei Ishtai, that's Mufurish and Chamash. He doesn't have to say 3 times. The Bez doesn't have to say either, it's just a minute. But the husband for sure doesn't have to say. It just says Mufaloch and Shai. So it says if the husband is Meif and Nidrei Ishtai on Shabbos, because he only has till the end of the day, he shouldn't say Mufaloch. He should force her, let's say the wife took a neder not to eat the potatoes, so he should give her some cholent and say, please eat some cholent. He should be made for the neder by that. What's wrong? Why? What's wrong if he says mufalach? What's the issue over here? And then there's an issue, are you permitted to be matan edorim? Are you permitted to do hataras edorim? So we do kol nidre, is 2 versions of kol nidre. The old version was that it's hataras and dorm l'sha'avar. We matu all the nidorim that we took, me'am kipurim sha'avar, ad yem kipurim hazeh. So because of that assumption, that's why you say 3 times. That's why you say kol nidre 3 times, like hataras and dorm, you say 3 times. So if it's hataras and dorm, so you're not allowed to be matu neder on yem kippur. The Mishnah says, unless the neder was... Unless the hataras and dorm is the tzarach hayom, if the person took a neder, the husband took a neder, not the wife. The husband took a neder not to eat the cholent, and his wife is serving cholent on Shabbos, so he has to have a hataras and dorm in order to be able to function normally on Shabbos. So if such a hataras and dorm we would permit on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So because we make a kol nidre hataras and dorm on all kinds of nedarim, so in Mikra then all you have to do is say hataras and dorm once. So the meaning is that you finish the first kol nidre before the shkia. So you're not in violation of the Issa. The second and third Kol Nidre is just a meaning to say. But Mikir, then you only have to say once. So at least once Kol Nidre, Once Hataras Dorim, you do it in Bad Yom, because a lot of the Dorim that we want to be Matar are not Lutzarach Hayom. What's the whole issue over here? What's so bad about saying Mutach over here? What's so bad the husband saying Mufalach? What's the issue? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes different suggestions. Some say it's an Issa, Daber Dover, Shalahei Dibucha Shal Shabbos, Ki Dibucha Shal Chol. So that's why the Rambam learns it. That's why the Rambam quotes the Gemara like that. Rather than saying Mufalach, rather than the husband telling the wife Mufalach, he should give her some cholent or whatever she took in that and not to eat, and she say, please eat some. It's another way of saying Mufalach, but it's not Mefurish. So you're avoiding the Daber Dover. It's problematic, exactly. What's the Daber Dover over here? What's so bad? What's the Daber Dover? So then the Sharatzian quotes another suggestion. Mimtzoch hafatzecho. What do you mean, Mimtzoch hafatzecho? It probably means v'chulei. Sharatzian in Aleph. And Simon Shimem. I probably Mimtzoch hafatzecho v'daber dover. It probably means daber dover. It doesn't mean Mimtzoch hafatzecho. What is he doing over here? So that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch that to be matan neder on Shabbos with the bar mitzvah, even though it's not negate to Shabbos, but the Hataras Norm is for a Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutter. So the Sharatzin explains why. Because Mitzoch HaFatzecha, HaFatzecha Asurim, Chepte Shemayim Mutarim, so Daba Dover also, Shelahei Dibuchel Shal Shabbos Ki Dibuchel Shal Chol. So if you're violating Daba Dover for a Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutter. So Hataras Norm and Dvar Mitzvah would be Mutter. In Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that the minig is, and they justify the minig, they defend it, that when the Kehillah would accept a cherem on something, let's say they would, the Nochem were charging an arm and a leg for a fish before Shavuos, and they made a cherem, no one's allowed to buy any fish, period. So then, because they want to break the monopoly, they wanted to break this practice of the grain, that they shouldn't charge so much money. So they make a cherem, no one's allowed to buy any fish, and the goyim will be left with all of their fish. So they'll learn a lesson that they shouldn't overcharge. They should charge a normal price. So after a while, a week after Shavuos, the goyim are going to lower the prices. It's not necessary anymore. Only before Yontif they know to jack up the prices. So you still need a heter. So you still want to be mater the cherem. So that cherem could be niter on Shabbos. Why could you be mater that cherem on Shabbos? And the Mishnah Berurah says, because just like to make the cherem, you have to have the whole tzibah together. So to be matah the cherem, you also need the whole tzibah together. The whole tzibah only comes together on Shabbos. On the weekdays, everybody scatters. Everybody daven somewhere else. A lot of people daven bichidus. On Shabbos, everybody gathers together. So that's like hafora. Just like hafora, and dorm is only be yom shamoi. Let's say if they want a husband to be made for the neder, Mishnah Berurah says better is don't tell the husband on Shabbos about the neder. Let him just find out the first time on Matzoi Shabbos. So the Yom Shama will be Sunday. But if he already did find out on Shabbos, so then he only has Atzof Hayom. That's what the Mishnah says. Yesh Bedov Elohokal Alachma. Sometimes he'll have 24 hours and sometimes he'll only have 2 minutes. If he finds out 2 minutes before the Shkis, since he has no choice, he only has up until the end of Shabbos, because that's the Yom Shabbos, so he's allowed to be made for the Neder. So here also we assume we have no choice. The only time in the week that everybody gathers together is Shabbos and Yontif. The rest of the week they don't gather together. It's a big tircha. So we permit Hataras and Dorim of Cherme HaKohol on Shabbos. Who's Mata the Neder over here? That's a new Cherme HaKohol. The same... The Kohol accepts a cherem upon themselves. Cherem is a form of an eder. The Kohol, the Tzibur, accepts a cherem, and the same Tzibur who accepted it can be matah the cherem. They're the bailam on the cherem. If a person takes an eder, he can't be matah his own eder. But this is a different kind of thing. The Tzibur accepts a cherem, so they declare that the cherem is no longer binding, so they have the ability to be matah that cherem. Then the Mishnah Berurah has another suggestion. Maybe it's an Issa Tircha b'Shabbos. The reason why it's not right to be matan neder. The Gemara never explains what's wrong. What's the issue? So some say, Mitzoch HaFatzecha probably means v'goymer, probably means daba dova, shalehei dibucha shal Shabbos, ki dibucha shal chol. Yet when the Rambam quotes that din in the Gemara, that if the husband is made for the neder, he shouldn't say mufaloch, he should tell his wife, please eat the potatoes. So the Rambam sounds like he's learning pshat and chumash like that. There's an inyan of HaFaras Nedorim, and then there's an inyan of HaToa HaNoas Nedorim. Kiheni Oviha Oisa. What is HaNoa? So we usually assume Lohani is Lohafer, the same thing. So the Rambam holds that it's not the same thing. Lahafer means to make an oral declaration. Mufalach. The wife is taking a neder, and the husband says, I'm made for the neder. No more neder. And then there's another kind, there's another route where the husband has the ability to undo the wife's neder by forcing her to violate the neder. That itself breaks up the neder. The Rambam has that chiddush. The Rambam learned that's the pshat in this Gemara. Other Rishonim don't seem to learn like that. Other Rishonim seem to say, since the husband has b'machshav that he's made for the neder, and he gives a teeth, and he says, please eat the potatoes, so that's an umdir in the muchach that he's being made for. Even though hafora b'leiv is no good, but if it's an umdir in the muchach, v'am shebeliba b'leiv kol adam, then it is good, which is a problem. Which is a problem, because let's say, by a neder you need levate b'sfasayim. So the pashta says you need levate b'sfasayim, not only because Dvarm Shabalev ain't a Dvarm. Even if it would have been a Dvarm Shabalev, Babalev Kaladam, still you need Levat Disfazayim. So the Pashtas, one should have said, is that by Haforas Nadorim, you also need Levat Disfazayim. Hefer Belibo is not a good Hafora. Hekin Belibo is good. Morris said, the Pasuk says in Chumash, if the father or the husband is Mikayim the Neder, then he no longer has the ability to be made for the Neder, even though it's still Yom Shammai. So the Gemara says, Hakamba Belev is a good Hafora. Belev is not a good Hafora. So the Pashtus is, the Dvar Avram has a whole essay about this. They answer a certain kasha of Rabbi Kivega in the end of Nedorim, in the Gilyan Hashas. So he writes, Haforas Nedorim Alpi Pashtus is an Indian of Hafloa, that you need Levati Bisosam. So even if it would be Anum Den Muchach Dvar Shablibom, Lev Kolodim is also no good, because you have to say Bepeh. So that's problematic. How the Rishonim learned that? That's the problem with this Gemara. The Gemara says, if the husband wants to be made for the Neder on Shabbos, he shouldn't say mufalach, he should give it to eat, and he should say, your neder is no longer binding, and that's enum der nemuchach, as if he said he's made. According to the Rambam, it's all different halacha. That's called hano, kiheni avi oisa. He forces her to violate the neder, that itself breaks the neder. But according to the regular Rishonim, we learn that hano is the same thing as hafara, but he never said hafara. And Rashi Achumish says he has to say that lashon. Rashi quotes from the Sifrei. It says something like Zeh HaDavar. In the beginning of Parsha, Zeh HaDavar Shetziv Hashem. So Rashi says Zeh HaDavar Zeh HaDibur has to be B'loshen HaZeh. The husband has to say Mufalach. If the husband says another Loshen, it's not acceptable. So if he needs Mufalach, so how is it good if he gives her, he forces her to eat? That's what motivated the Rambam to have the Nupshat. And the other Rishonim is problematic. What does it help if he's... if he has a violate the neder and he says, I don't hold for the neder, but he didn't say the loshen, Zeh Adova, Zeh Adiba, you have to say it like that. The Gemara talks about, in your day, you say, sometimes a balabasta comes with a shayla on a chicken to the rabbi, so the rabbi has to paskin. So that's not an isa. To paskin on a chicken, whether it's a treif or not, or to paskin on a pot, whether it's treif or kosher, something that's permissible to paskin a shayla. We just mentioned yesterday, the chametz b'pesach, we pass on chametz, but Pesach is also b'hanor. So if the rabbi will pass on that it's chametz, that it's also b'hanor, then it'll be also l'taltalo. So you'll have to drop it right away. There won't be any head to hold on to it. So that's what the Prima Godim says. When the rabbi has to pass on a shayla on Pesach, if it's a shayla of a chicken, whether it's a treifa or not, so it'll be mutabano. A treifa is mutabano. But if it's going to be a shayla of chametz and it may turn out that'll be also b'hanor, so they should put it down somewhere in a location where they can consider leaving it there before the rabbi paskins the shayla. They bring the shayla to the rabbi. Let's say they have a matzah that folded over. And it's the shayla whether the matzah kfula became chometz or not. So the rabbi, the balabas, shouldn't bring the matzah to the rabbi, hold on to it like this. What's going to be if turned out it's chometz? He has to drop it on the table. Drop it on top of his Mishnah Brura. So he's going to get it all full of crumbs. So they should put it down somewhere before they know that it's about the chametz, before they know that it's also about no. Should put it down somewhere, then the rabbi should look at it. If it turns out it's chametz, they won't have to be metaltalit. So we know you're permitted to paskin isa the hetam. In the dorm, we know you're not allowed to paskin. So some learn that the isa to be mocked in the dorm on Shabbos is because of mesaken mana. Because mesaken mana. So the other is a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. What about roi mumim biyontiv? Is it permissible a yontiv be allowed to shech behema? So let's say you had a bechor behema tohira, And all other karbanas, when they get a mum, the din is that you, if it gets a mum kavu, you have to be poida. Except for b'chara meiser, when it, once it gets a mum, you don't have to have any pidyon. Pesukim mechumish like that. Lo yimoche, v'lo yipode, v'lo yigoyel. You don't need any pidyon, not a b'chor, and not a meiser behemu. It happens that these two are the two karbanas where there's no kedushas peh. It's kodesh me'elov. When you count 1 to 10, asiri me'elov u kodesh, the Gemara says. The meiser behemu becomes kodesh by itself. Somebody has to count. Balabas has to count, but after he counts, Allah says that Asir Me'elov Ukarish. And the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Mafrish Maisa Behema on Yontov. The Gemara, the end of the first parak in Chagiga, is Exer Mishum Skarto, because the practice used to be the tenth animal, they would whip it, and that it would have a red mark on the back. So that's a malacha, to make a red mark on the animal on Shabbos and Yontov, that's a malacha, that's why you're not allowed to do it. So Tosfos says to Kasha, why do you have to give a new reason? Just say, Ey Magdishin? There's a Mishnah in the end of Beitzi. You're not allowed to be Magdish Karbonis on Shabbos and Yontav. So that's what Tosfos answers. The Rishonim answer on that daf in the end of the first Perek Chagiga. No, because Maisa Behema Sir Me'elov Kodesh. That's a Gemara in the end of Pchairis. Maisa Behema becomes Kodesh by itself. After the bottom counts 1 to 10, and 10 to 20, and 20 to 30, so the 10th one becomes Kodesh by itself. And Pchair Behema Torah, of course, becomes Kodesh by itself. When it's born, Kodesh Meirechem. So these two karbonas, Pchor and Maisa Behema, the two karbonas that don't need Kedush Aspet, these are the two that once they get a mum kavua, it's muta lushach to chutz l'migdish without any need for pidyon. So the Gemara has a machleika satanaim, is it muta liras mum in biyantav? Let's say the Balabos has a Maisa Behema, or he has a Pchor Behema Tohiro, and he thinks that it may or may not have a mum kavua, so he wants to show it to the rabbi. If the rabbi will, the rabbi has to be a mumche on biology to know whether it's a mum kavua. The Gemara says in the first parak in Sanhedrin that Rav spent 18 months on a farm in order to learn the biology of the behemoths, and he was a big expert. He knew which mumim are mum kavua, which mumim are mum oivim. So quite a study, 18 months. So the Gemara says there's a machlokes satanaim whether roi mumim biyantav or not. What's the issue? Min ha-Torah, when the b'chor and the maisa has a mum kavua, or any other korban has a mum kavua, and then we allow you to be poida based on a b'chor maisa, you don't even need a pidyon. So you don't need a psak of a bezin. It happens by itself. It gets a nafal ba mum kavua is mutter. With the rabbanon, they made a takana that you need a bezdin or a yochid mumche to issue a psak that this mum is a mum kavur. So takana with the rabbanim. So that's the machloekes satanaim. Should I declare that roi mum in biyantif is an isser of mesaken mana? It's as if min ha-Torah, once the mum developed, it's muta by itself. With the rabbanim, should I say it's not muta by itself? It's as if the bezdin is mater the mum. Or do you say no? You just need a bezin to check to make sure that there's no mistake. But once the bezin says it, it's a mum kavua. It's a gloy muslim afreya that as of a week ago when the mum developed, it was already muta the shachta. The Gemara has l'mayin afkemina. Let's say an animal developed a mum, and the farmer didn't ask any shalas, and he goes ahead and he shechts it. A pchor and a maisa behem. He goes and he shechts it. And then someone says, what are you doing? But you have to show a chacham. So he shows it to the chacham and says, yavada, that's a mum kavua. Does it help if the chacham paskins it's a mum kavua after he already shechted it? So sometimes the nature of the mum will change after the animal is dead. That's in Hilchas biology. You look at it, if he would have looked while it's alive, it would have looked. We would have realized that it's a mum maiva. After the animal is dead, it looks worse. Okay, so the Gemara says if it's such a situation, it's not going to help if the chacham is going to paskin after the farmer shechted the behem already. But let's say it's that kind of a mum, that's not going to change lachamisa. So that's a machlokes satanaim. Do you say that with the rabbanu we declared that you need a bezin to be mata the mum, and before bezin paskins is considered as if there is no mum? So then it's taka an issue of mesaken mana. As if the bezin is arvani yisa, it's an isa mesaken mana. But if you hold, no, it's just halacha, you have to have a bezin. Once bezin paskin, a gloy Muslim afreya was mutter as of a month ago when the mum kavua developed. So then it's like hairos isa veheta, that is mutter. So the pashta says that by hatoras and dorim, you can say also the same thing, that it's not an isa because of daba dover, it's an isa because of mesaken mana. There was an isa neder here. And the bezin with the power vested in them, as a bezin shal Yisrael, they have the kach to be mater the neder. True, the Gemara says, Klum chocha mater ela a pesel ha decha rata. the ability of the Bezin to be Mata the Neder is not because, not like a papal dispensation. Bezin has the Kerch to be Mata. They have no Kerch to be Mata. They declared that the Neder was a Neder Betois. That from the very outset, this Neder was taken under mistaken impression. There's some kind of an error here, and that's why the Chacham is Oikra Neder Meikorah. When a Baal or the father is made for the Neder, it's only Mikan al Abba. When the Chacham is Oikra the Neder, Mata the Neder, Oikra Neder Meikorah, it comes out it was always Mutter. But it's not that the Hipaskin, it was just a mistake and it's always Mutta. It's with the Koyach of the Bezin. The Bezin has the Paskin that is Mutta. So that could be, it's not Dabed Dover, it's not Atruchi B'Shabbos Bichti. The word is, when the Bezin is Mata Neder, it could be a Tzinisa Ein Donim, you're convening a Bezin, or it could be a Tzinisa of Misakin Mona. And that's the Machloikis Satanaim, whether Roy Mumin Biyotov, whether I should consider the Takona the Rabbanon. That you're not supposed to be shech the b'chor behema toira or ma'isa behema based on a mum kavu unless you have a psak of a bezin. Is that the same as the rabbanon called the tikkun rabbanon came there? I said tikkun they pattern the after hatoras nadorim. So that's really a violation of ein donim or it's a violation of misak and mona. Oh no, they just said you got to make sure you're not making a mistake. Don't do on your own. Make sure yes ka chacham. When the chacham is mad, it'll turn out it was always mutter. The Pashtus is that not. The Pashtus is that even if Bezna is Matarai Decharote, it's also a toys, that it's Oikra Nedeme Korah. The Pashtus is like that. The Gemoris in the Dorn, the Pirate of Salvation, once gave a whole drosha, and Aseris made true that there's a fundamental difference between Pesach and Charote. He gave a drosha, but the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like that, drosha.
When we're talking about misakin, didn't we say that it has to be like a physical tikkun that someone, anyone could see?
Right, that's the Minatora, right. But midirabbanon, if you're mafrish trumas and maises, it's also misakin mona. So this will be a misakin mona, midirabbanon. It won't be a misakin mona there, right? So it'll be a misakin mona there, rabbanon, yeah. There's such a gemara in Yevamos also, in the sugi of geris, when we learned Yevamos. A ger is not allowed. You're not allowed to be mal a ger on Shabbos and Yontov. That's for sure. Only mila bizman is decha Shabbos and Yontov. By a ger, there is no mila bizman. There's no halacha that has to be done on the Yom HaShmini. Even if you're adopting a little baby a ger kot matbilu also das bezin. So the pashtus says that you don't need shmini. You don't need shmini. There was a, we mentioned there's a difficult rabbi in the Tam. Such a difficult Rabbi Natam, Tosis laughs it away. They don't even want to quote what the Rabbi Natam said. A Tosis and a Rizot, there's a big Tosis, and Mashkas Rabbi Natam, any Roy Lahaviyah. It's out of the question, but the Arzaruah quotes it. The Rabbi Natam said that a little baby Nochri, you want to be Megayer him, you can't perform the Mila before the eighth day. There's no din of Yom HaShmini, but Rabbi Natam holds it as a din. You can't be Mal the baby before the eighth day. And even that, there's such a Masho in the Masech Shabbos, the end of Perak Ablez and the Mila. But the Pashtus is not like that, Masho. The Pashtus is not like that, Rabbi Natam. So much not like the Rabbi Natam. Tosfos didn't even want to quote what the Rabbi Natam said. They just said, Ein Roi Lahavir, in Gansen Nitcha. Remember, I mentioned that at one of family bris, I was talking learning with Rabbi Gifter, it was a bris of a grandchild of his. I mentioned this, Rabbi Natam. He said, there is no such thing. What are you talking about? So I showed him the Tosfos. He said, Tosfos doesn't say anything. Tosfos just says they're not going to quote it. Then I showed him the Ori Zohar quotes it. He couldn't believe it. That there's such a sheet. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he talks about the Masho who has like that. But even if you're like that, Rabbi Natam, that you can't perform the bris on the Goyisha baby before the Yom HaShmini, but there is no din of Shmini. It's not Doich HaShabbos, that's for sure now. So you're not allowed to do the bris mila of a ger on Shabbos, that's out of the question. What about to do the tvila, rechitza? What there's the rechitza, the gzera, the rabbanon, the rechitza was only rechitza bechamin. One time is of the opinion that the gzera is habalon because of the bathhouse attendants who were not observant. They were Jewish, but they weren't observant. So it used to be mechal shabbos to heat up the water. So one time is of the opinion in perikira that they made gzera even rechitza betzoinim, auto rechitza bechamin. We don't really accept that sheet. For many generations there was a minik not to do rechitzas kol aguf betzoinim, but it wasn't mikir adin. It was just a minig lahachmer like that. So is it permissible to have a ger be toivel in the mikvah on Shabbos? The Gemara says no. Why not? But the Gemara says there's no isa misaken if a person is, if a kli is tame and you tovel in a mikveh, so the Mishnah says in Beitzah that nisa misakim onim with the rabban, you're not allowed to be tovel a kli tame in a mikveh on Shabbos Yontav. If a person is tame and he wants to be tovel in the mikveh, the Mishnah says that's permissible. Mora says that's nirikimeka. It looks like he wants to cool off. It's not so noticeable that that he's being misakim. So what's wrong if the ger is being tovel in the mikveh on Shabbos? What should be a problem? So Tesis says that it's misakin because he's changing his whole status, he becomes Jewish. Why don't you say Nira Kameka? No, because when the ger is tovel in the mikveh, you have to have three rabbis standing on the side. Who Nira Kameka? When a person takes a bath, he has three rabbis with long jackets watching when he takes a bath. That doesn't make any sense. So Tesis says, since you have Beznav, three watching him, so it's an Iser misakin mono. Who's Oivan the misakin mono? The goy is over on the Misakin Mona. The goy, and after he converts, after he becomes Jewish, he didn't do anything. He was tovel in mikveh before he became Jewish. He became Jews. So the stipula works on that. Well, who is over on the Isra over here? According to Taisvus, that you can't say Nira Kimeka, you can't say it looks like he wants to cool off. So it's an Isra on Misakin. So I can't say who's over. The goy can't be over on the Isra Misakin. So some suggest the Isra is on the Bezin, that ain't done him. The Bezin has to convene to be Mekabel Ager. That's included in Ein Donim. We learn Ein Donim is because of Gzeir Shem Yichtov. Usually when a Ger converts, Bezin does write a Ksav Geris. If a person comes and he says, I am Jewish, so Tosis in the beginning of Pesach, Man Gimel and Beis, Tosis proves from Kama the Kama Gemara that you believe him. A man comes, we don't know who he is, he says he's Jewish. Well, if a man comes, we don't know who he is, and he could have said he was Jewish, we would have believed him. He says, I was not Jewish, but I was Megayer. Then they say, did you have a Bezin? Yeah, and he tells you who the Bezin was. Three prominent rabbis. So then Taisa says he also believed. Since he could have said, he has a Migwa, Taisa. Since he could have said, I was Jewish all along, he would have believed them. Mashma from Neymar like that. A person comes, you don't know who he is, he says that he's Jewish, you believe him. You have to ask him, what does it mean, Jewish? He's going to say, well, my father was Jewish. My father's Jewish, my mother is not. So he's saying, you're not Jewish, you know what you're talking about. But if you explain to him what the rules and the regulations are, and he says, yeah, I am Jewish, my mother was Jewish, my mother's mother was Jewish, and shine as far back as he knows. So then he's believed to say that he is Jewish. If you know that he was not Jewish, if we know him, that he's not Jewish, and then he says he converted, then he's Eino Neman, because that's Keneged HaChazakah. Et Echad Keneged HaChazakah is not believed, so he has to have a Ksav Geris in order to prove that he was Nizgaya. So that's what they usually do. The Bezin, who supervises the Geiris, writes a document like when a woman gets divorced. In the days of the Gemara, the woman would continue holding on to the get. It served as a shtar rayed that she was already Nizgarsha. When the husband gives her the get, it serves as a shtar kinyan to create the Gerishin. And after she's divorced, she holds on to the get to serve as a shtar rayed that she was Nizgarsha. And Bizman Azeh, the last several centuries, the meaning is the woman doesn't hold on to the get. She gives the get back to the rabbi who is Masada of the get, and he keeps it on file. And the Bezin, you convene a Bezin of three, and they give her a ksav, they give her a document that attests to the fact that she was Nizgar Shikadim. They give her a Maisa Bezin, so the same by a ger. A ger, if we knew the person was a non-Jew, and now he tells us that he converted in front of a Bezin, then we would not believe him. That's Eidechot Kenegar HaChazaka. If you don't know who in the world he is, and you could have said, I was Jewish, I was born Jewish, so then you have to believe him, even if he says that he was born a goy, he converted. But if you know that he was a goy, and Tosfos says, Eino Neman, so then he has to have a ksav geris. So that's why the Mishnah said, Ein donim, because Gzeiris Shem Yichtov, usually at the end of the Psak Din, Bezin's going to, at the end of the Dintar, Bezin's going to write who won the Dintar. The same thing after a geris, Bezin's going to write that this person was Nizgaya. So the Pashtus is that the Iser not to be tovel in the mikveh is not really an Iser of Misakin Mon on the part of the Ger. What the Ger? When he's a Goy, he's not Mitzvah to observe Shabbos, and the second he becomes a Jew, he doesn't have to be tovel in the mikveh. So he's not doing anything. Afterwards, the Pashtus says the Iser is on the Bezin. The Iser is on the Bezin because ain't Donim, Akzeri Shem Yichtov. But here the Pashtus says that by Hatoris Nadorim, it's an Issa Misakin Mana, and that's the whole discussion, not Dabar Dover. It's strange why the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Lavush, from the Prima Godim, Dabar Dover. The Pashtus is not Dabar Dover. Pashtus is that it's an Issa Mishum Misakin Mana. Hairos, he said, the Heta is not Misakin Mana. They just say it would always trade, it was always kosher. He said it was always kosher. But by Hataras and Dorim, the Bezin makes the Hataras and Dorim. There is an opinion that we absolutely do not accept. There is an opinion in the early Achronim, Marit, I think, has like that, that when Bezin is Mataneder, Ayidei Pesach, so Mi'ikir Adin, you don't even need a Bezin. The Neder is Mutame Eilov. He has a deal from the Gemara like that, but that's not accepted. But the Ran on the Gemara says that it's not, we don't hold like that sheep. The Bezin makes the Hataras and Dorim. True, the Bezin says it's a Neder B'tois. But you have to have a bezin. Without the bezin, not. And that's exactly the side of the machloekes satanan. Whether roi mumin biyontif, what was the nature of the takana de rabbana that we require bezin to paskin that the mum on the b'chor b'ayim Torah is a mum kavua? Is it like hatoras and dorm? You really need a bezin, and roi mumin biyontif. The roi mumin, the heter will only be mekanal haba. Or do you say no? Once the bezin sees it, it's a mum kavua. It was a mum kavua as of last month. It was always mutter. You just need the bezin to be mevara the inyan, and not that the bezin makes the heta. So the whole machlekes is it came the rice of hataras and dorm or not? The pashta says that's the issa by hataras and dorm, is mesak and money. Not so much dabed over.
One tells us that it's not ayin that have the beis din for the tefillah. So is the milo tabel when they do so that it works? So why wouldn't we make our?
Tosfos says you don't need a bezdin for the tefillah and the mikveh, but usually you do the kabbalas al mitzvahs when the ger is tovel in the mikveh. Tosfos said if there was a kabbalas al mitzvahs earlier in the presence of the bezdin, then the ger went to the mikveh by himself. But Tosfos has two opinions. One opinion that would be good enough, that would be sufficient. The other opinion is not so. You have to have a bezdin the kuvah, even the shas, the tefillah, even though there was already kabbalas al mitzvahs in the presence of the bezin. Yeah, Ramosha writes, that's a sfeiket adina. That's a problem. Many tzaddikim and gedolim had the practice when a woman converted, so they wouldn't, bedavka, they wouldn't have the bezin of the three people standing in the mikveh room. They would have the bezin standing across the street. They're outside. They would rely on the mikveh lady. So that's a big machlekes. So Dain Grosnas from London wrote a tshuva about that it's a sfeiket adina. And Rabbi Moshe responded to his tshuva, and he said, you're right, it is a sfeiket adina. You should be machmer. And even if the person, even if the woman had already converted, she should be tovel in the mikveh again, a second time in the presence of the bezin, because it's really a sfeiket deraisa, whether the geris was chal or not. Yashin men beis is the halacha, the gemara has a machlekes. We spoke about this. Rabbi Nachachamim. So we pass like Rabbi, called Dovishim Shim Shvus Legozu Ola Ben Ashmashis. They mention it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in Erevin, in the Lamed, around Daf Lamed Gimel or so, and it's a machlekes in Achreinim on the Daf and Shin Mem Beis, on this Simen, whether this kula only applies to the first Bein HaShemashes of Knesset HaShabbos, or even applies to the Bein HaShemashes of Matzoy Shabbos. Why should there be a difference? Because it's Becheskas Iser. The whole last 24 hours was Shabbos, so the Matzoy Shabbos, the Bein HaShemashes of Matzoy Shabbos, the Zman is Becheska Sisa. It's a different concept of Zman. I don't know, I usually visualize Zman. Every minute is a different entity. So the last 24 hours, all the minutes of the last 24 hours were Shabbos. What does it have to do with the next 25 minutes? The Bein HaShemashes? Whether it's, how is that a Becheska Sisa? Becheska Sisa would be, if Zman is one, all of the Zman is one hemshech, so then it changes from kodesh to chol. But if you say it's not a hemshech, every minute, every second of time is a different entity. So the last 24 hours be Shabbos, and this entity of the next 25 minutes, bein hashmashes, is a suffix, so it's not becheskes anything. So the Rambam and the Mor Nevuchim presents this as a machlekes between the Arab philosophers and some other philosophers, whether zman is one hemshech or not. I don't know what it means, man is one hemshech. So that's what some Rishonim, some Achranim hold like that over here. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is machma for here. That the Matzoy Shabbos Dika Ben HaShemashes, you can't be Mekel. Called Dovishim Mishmashes Lagos Velam Ha, only applies on the Ben HaShemashes of Friday evening. It doesn't apply on the Ben HaShemashes of Matzoy Shabbos, because the Ben HaShemashes of Matzoy Shabbos, the Zman is Beches Kasisim. So Shver Avort, what do you say if a person does Malocha Ben HaShemashes of Knisa Shabbos, it's mutter, because the Zman is Becheskas Heter, and he does Malocha Ben HaShemashes on Matzoy Shabbos, he's Chayv Chatos, because it's Becheskas Iser. It's not Becheskas Heter, it's not Becheskas Iser, it's nothing. Both Ben HaShemashes are the same suffix, it's a Pella. why you should distinguish. Rav Soloveitchik said a whole Yahrzeit Roshan is all different word. He said over the Ritva on Yuma that Ben Ashmashes, the Ritva just says the Kalachayat, he doesn't even make a point of it. He gives that as a mashal to explain something else. He assumes that the reason why Ben Ashmashes is a suffix is not we haven't yet figured out the secret. When the first day ends and when the second day begins. Is it at sunset, the next minute, 10 minutes later, 5 minutes later? Not that we don't know. No, Ben Ashmashes says properties of Yom and properties of Laila, and it's a tie to the Sasri. Whenever you have a tie to the Sasri, the Halacha says he treated it as if it were a Sufik. But it's not really a Sufik. That's the Ragachava discovered that Ritva and Yuma. It fits for the Ragachava's his style of thinking. And Rav Soloveitchik liked it, and he applied that to many other cases. That Halacha recognizes such a thing as a tied to the Sasri. Even though it's mutually exclusive, how can it be Yom and Laila at the same time? No, that's the Halacha. It has the properties of Yom, properties of Laila. And the Avnei Nezer has a lot about this, about cases that are tied to the Sasri, that the Halacha treats it as if it were a Sufi.
So according to the Tanaim,
and
the Androgynous is treated as a Sufi,
could be, could be, I don't know. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik quoted over here, the Nisif Chaim, our Heoris on the side of the big Shulchan Aruch, written by the author of the Korban Nisanel. So the Korban Nisanel has that comment that when the Mishnah says Safik Chashecha, Safik Chashecha, the following are the dinim, so you will usually learn Safik Hashecha, Safik Eni Hashecha is a description of Ben Hashmashen. Safik Hashecha, Safik Eni Hashecha. So the Karben Nisanel says, no, Safik Hashecha means it's the Ben Hashmashen of Leil Shabbos. Safik Eni Hashecha means it's the Ben Hashmashen of Matzoi Shabbos. And they both have the same deal. Whether it's this Ben Hashmashen or that Ben Hashmashen, both have the same deal. Because it's a different kind of a Safik. So you can't even apply Cheskaseta, Cheskasita. It's questionable. This word that is Becheskas Isa, Becheskas Heta, Shverov, I mean, he said, there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. He said, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yom Kippur writes that even if the Chazan finished Ne'ilah, Bein Hashmashes, you're allowed to blow Shofar, because blowing Shofar is only an Isa de Rabbana called Dovishim Shim Shvus, Lagozuela Bein Hashmashes. But Lagozuela Bein Hashmashes, it says in Shin Mem Beis, that's only if you have a Makam Mitzvah, Big Shasat Chagodl, or Makam Hefsid Meruba. So what's the Makam Mitzvah over here? The Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, because it's a minig, it's an old minig to blow shofar on Mitzvah Yom Kippur. So the old minig is considered so strong that it's a makam mitzvah, that you're allowed to violate the Issa de Rabbanan of blowing shofar ben Hashmashes. That's what he says. But that's what they ask. It's in contradiction to what he writes here. Here he says you should be machmer the ben Hashmashes of Mitzvah Shabbos. You don't have the head, you only have the head to ben Hashmashes of Knesset on Shabbos. So the other Mishnah Berurah contradicts this Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, what's an example of a Dovishim Shim Shvus? So the Shulchan Aruch says to carry in a Karmelis. That's a Gemara. To carry in a Karmelis would be Mutter Ben Hashmashes. What about Amir Eliyakim? Would that also be Mutter? So the Shulchan Aruch says the last line in Shim Mem Beis, Amir Eliyakim would be Mutter. Let's say they forgot the benchlich. So the house is going to be pitch black. It's going to be dark. So that's a disaster. So you permit it to Amir Eliyakim. The Mishkan is Yankov is not happy about the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's straight from a Tosfos, that we allow Amir Eliyakim Bein Hashmashes, because the Shulchan Aruch quotes the other Tosfos in Erevin, who proves from the Gemara that to carry Pachis Ben Dalaramis in the Rishu Saram, we were not permitted Bein Hashmashes, because that's a Shvus Chamura. You can divide the Shvusim, the Gzeres, into two categories. There's a Gzera Chamura and a Gzera Kala. Not only can probably divide into 1,001 levels, there are many different gzeres. Whenever you have to violate an Issa and you have to figure out Hakala Kal Tchilo, so you have to know how to learn. You have to know a lot of Gemaras to know which is Hakala Kal Tchilo. So Tosfos says that the Kol Dovishim Mishim Shvus Lagozola Ben Hashmash only applies to Gzera Kala, doesn't apply to Gzera Chamura. Al Pi Pashtus, if it doesn't apply to Gzera Chamura, certainly should not apply to a Melochem Midrabbanan. There are two different categories of things that they prohibited Mirabana, they prohibited Gzeiris, and then they prohibited, like blowing shofar is a Gzeira. There is no Malacha involved at all. Tkiya shofar is a Chachma Vein, and Malacha means not even a Malacha Midrabbanan. Rediya Sapas and Tkiya shofar is Chachma Vein, and Malacha, it's not even a Malacha Midrabbanan. So if you say that you don't permit the Gzeira Chamura, you certainly shouldn't permit, you certainly shouldn't allow a Malacha Midrabbanan. So that's the shaila. Amir liyakum is amir liyakum merely a gzera, or maybe it's worse than a gzera. Maybe it's a melacha mederabanan. Because if he say yesh liches laakum lechumre, so then it's considered as if I'm being mechal Shabbos. The nachri is doing the melacha for me. Yesh liches laakum lechumre. I'm being mechal Shabbos. It's my melacha. That's the question over here. Then the Magen Avraham has a fantastic chiddush. He writes, when you're permitted to ask the Nachri to be Madlikas on their Ben Ashmashes, according to the Shulchan Aruch, said like that, Mishkan Yankov was after the Magen Avraham. So he didn't know that someone was going to disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham says, and when the Nachri lights the Neiris, the Yisha can say the Bracha, Asher Kedushana B'mitzvah Yisabit Sivan Allah Adlik Nashar Shabbos. The Nachri can't say the Bracha, he's not Jewish. What's he going to say? Kedushana B'mitzvah Yisabit Sivan. He's not Jewish. I told you the story that once we were in Eretz Yisrael and we were using the apartment of a relative of ours. So he gave us permission to use his sukkah, so we put the sukkah in the backyard. And then there was a tree on top. So we had to call him up. He lived in Canada. We had to call him up and ask him permission to cut down all the trees. We had to call someone to cut down the trees. So we called someone on the phone. They have signs up all over if you need help. So we called the guy. So he came with his Arab worker. And the Arab is telling my wife, I'm an expert, I do it for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I do it for Rabbi Yashar, I know all the dinim, you don't have to ask me everything. So then after he finishes cutting down the tree, so he goes like this, he puts his arm with his sleeve on top of his head, he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekene Melech Ha'olam. So my wife said, what was that all about? Asiti mitzvah. He knows that the Jews say a bracha whenever they do a mitzvah. Asiti mitzvah, he made the sukkah kosh. So the goy for sure can't say, Kedushanu mitzvah sitzvan. But Avram has a chiddush that the woman who asked the goy to be madlik neiris, she should say the bracha bein ashmashin. So that's where the Mishkan is. Yankov has another tshuva. He doesn't like the whole heter amir liyakum in the mechab. The mechab is quoting the rebalate. He doesn't like that. But he doesn't like the Magen Avraham. He says, where do you ever have that you say a bracha if you're not doing the ma'isa mitzvah? You don't say a bracha when you have a kima mitzvah. This is the Magen Avraham. He says, this is the Magen Avraham l'shitas. And the Magen Avraham writes in Hilchas Tzitzis, I think, if you move into a house that has mezuzahs when the previous tenant, so you don't say, you don't have to take them down and put them back up again. There's no din of tasav lemon asoy, but you say bracha shekereshana b'mitzvah. So it's one Allah dur babai sheyesh bo mezuzah. So the pischei tshuva in Yeridei in the end of Hilchot, the last page in Hilchot Mezuzah, quotes the Chidon, the Birkei Yosef, who disagrees with that Magen Avraham, and he has two reasons why he disagrees. He says, first of all, who gave the Magen Avraham the right to compose a new nusach habracha? The bracha doesn't exist. That nusach, lo de babai sheyesh ba mezuzah, doesn't exist anywhere in the Gemara, in the Tosefta's, in the Rishonim. He invented a new nusach HaBracha. So that the Magen Avraham holds. He didn't compose a new bracha. The Chacham said, kol ha-mitzvah kul mevarach aleihem mor v'las yosem shoy. Got to say a bracha. So he put it into a computer. I got to say birchas ha-mitzvah, and I'm living in the house as a mezuzah. So the computer will spit out, this is the nusach HaBracha. You don't need a takanas chachamah for every single mitzvah. You have rules and regulations. When you say al, and when you say le, we're not sure what the rules and regulations are. But so that's not such a taina against the Magen Avraham. But the second taina, that's the stronger taina. He says you don't say a bracha on a kiyama mitzvah. You only say a bracha when you're performing a maisa mitzvah. And that's what they quote from Rab Chaim, that if you ask me to put a mezuzah on your door, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah mezuzah because you're living in the house. I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Milus Chasadim, I did you a favor. You don't know how to put the mezuzah, you don't have koyach to stand on a ladder to bang on the nails, whatever. So I did a mitzvah, Milus Chasadim. But I say the bracha, l'kvaya mezuzah. But I don't have any kima mitzvah, it doesn't matter. The bracha is recited in conjunction with the maisa mitzvah, not in conjunction with the kima mitzvah. So here the Magen Avraham says, you're living in a house that has a mezuzah, the previous tenant put the mezuzah. So you're having a kima mitzvah without performing any maisa mitzvah. So really you shouldn't say a bracha. So that's the same Magen Avraham over here. When the Nochri is Madlik HaSaner, is Bein HaShmash, is the Isha, the Baal HaSabai, should say the Bracha. She's saying a Bracha on a Kima Mitzvah, where she didn't do the Maisa Mitzvah. So we really, this Magen Avraham, we really do not accept. Anyway.
By Bris, we have two Brachas, right?
Yeah. The Bracha Al Hamila, the Moyal says, even though the father's mekayim the mitzvah, the bey's mekayim, the father's mekayim, the mother's doing the maisa mitzvah. Then the other bracha is a birchas hashevach. It's not really akshir kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivonu. Asher kiddush did b'bet v'chol b'shir asam. That's a long birchas hashevach. That's not really a birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah were only instituted in connection with a maisa hamitzvah. That was Rav Soloveitchik had a whole discussion when he was sick in the hospital, when he had a surgery. So his wife and his daughters would come to help him put on tefillin. So he was wondering whether he can say, he probably can't say a bracha. How can he say lo haniach tefillin? He's not doing the ma'isa mitzvah. He thought maybe al mitzvah's tefillin. Maybe the second bracha, because he would say lo haniach tefillin, so it should really cover the shal yad and the shal rosh. So why does some say an additional bracha on the shal rosh? And maybe that's a bracha on the kiyum mitzvah. Maybe that's like a bichas hashevach on the kiyum mitzvah. So I thought maybe that you can say. There's a tshuva in the Maram Shik about that. So the Maram Shik is worried about a different thing. Also talks about a woman putting on tefillin on a man. Maybe since the woman is not mitzvah in the mitzvah of tefillin, so ukshat mechsaftim, if the person is not a bakshira, so you can't do ksivas tefillin, and you can't do tfiras tefillin. You can't do making the ois, the shin on the outside of the bais, and so on. Can't do any tikkun tefillin. So what about a woman can't do ksivas mezuzah? Can a woman nail on the mezuzah on her own house? Or do you have to get a man? She has to get a man to put the mezuzah. So that was a mechudish dika chumra. That one of the gedolim came up with a chumra that the woman can't put the mezuzah on her own house. Since she's not a bar kshira, even though she's mechudish a mezuzah, she has to get a man to put the mezuzah. Huh?
She has the mitzvah. She doesn't have the mitzvah of tefillin.
Right, but we put them all together. Tefillin and mezuzah, so if her put them all together, so since the woman is not a bakshira, so she cannot write the mezuzah. So if she can't write it, means she can't nail it on the door either? And a woman can't write the tefillin, so she can't tie it on her husband's arm either? So that's, so Rav Soloveitchik didn't raise that issue at all. He was discussing his shaila. That by him was not an issue. He was assuming a davar poshut, a woman can nail a mezuzah on her door, that's a rova poshut, assume, and the woman can put the tefillin on her husband's arm. He was just considering the issue of the bracha. And the Maram Shik has a tshuva where he's worried about the woman putting the tefillin on the husband's arm.
Because she doesn't hold that a woman makes a bracha and makes a mezuzah, she's not mechayiv, then what's the question about the bracha?
What's the question? What? Whether she can say a bracha when she puts the tefillin on the husband's arm. Maybe she should say the bracha. Maybe she should say the bracha on the echt tefillin. What do you say? Maybe she should say the bracha on the echt tefillin because she's doing the ma'isa mitzvah. That could be. That's a possibility. Anyway, this is the siman shin mem beis called davishim shim shus lagozol lebein hashma. We explained. Rabbi Kevega points out in the tshuvas. There are several collections of tshuvas, Rabbi Kevega. This is not in the first, and it's not in Tinyan, and it's not in Talisa. It's one of the later collections that was printed in London. There's some descendants of Rabbi Kevega published another collection of tshuvas, Rabbi Kevega. So he has a tshuva there. They're all good tshuvas. He has a tshuva there where he says, this din is not based on sveika derabbanan lekula. This really is sveika deraisa. This is a sveika deraisa. Is it Shabbos or not? Is ben Hashmash Shabbos or not? So you should really say sveika deraisa luchumra, that it is Shabbos, even with respect to those aspects of Shabbos that have only made the Rabbanan. This is sveika deraisa, which is nogeya to a din derabbanan. She really said, she really go luchumra. So it's a special takana, Rebbe says, called dovishim mishum shvus, gozrola ben Hashmash, special kula. We understand why the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, because they hold it's a sveika deraisa luchumra. It shouldn't have been lukula. But we pass them like Rebbe. Shin Mem Gimel we were just learning yesterday. Kof Nechon Nebelis Ein Bezim Mitzvah Lach Rishai. So all the Rishonim asked the Kasha, what happened to Chinuch? So the Tosis in Perikol Kisvei, that was our Daf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the Ramah quotes. Tosis, Perikol Kisvei said, this whole thing only applies. The Yeshem and the Kol Zeh Bekotten Shaloi Higil Lachinuch, Aval Gil Lachinuch, Tzvichan Lahaf Rishon. That was the Taisus that we had. Rov HaRishayim do not agree with that Taisus. So that's why the Ramah says, V'yesham and mothers disagree. That what? That the din of chinuch is only on the parents. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, what about the mother? What do you mean, parents? Or the din of chinuch is only on the father? That's weiter discussion. That's a discussion in HaRishayim. In Nazir, the Mishnah says, of madir is b'no b'nazir. The difference is between the father and the mother. So it says the father has the ability to declare that his son should observe Naziris, and the mother has no right to force Naziris on her son. So the Gemara says, why? What kind of a din is that? Where does it say any of this in Chumash? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the whole thing is halacha moshe, Messinai, period. Don't ask any kashas. And Rish Lakish disagrees and says, no, It's not halacha ibn Asa. It's not halacha Moshe Messina. It's mitam chinuch. So chinuch is only on the son, only the father and the son. There's no chinuch on daughters, and there's no chinuch on the mother. That's why the father cannot make his daughter into a nazira, and the mother cannot make the son into a nazir. So the Rishonim asks, is that really so? There's no chinuch on the daughters, and there's no chinuch on the mother. It's against the Gemara, the first daf in Sukkah. So most of them answer, it's a different kind of chinuch here. Chinuch is, you have to train the child to shake a lulav. I'm not a nazir, you're not a nazir. We don't know, I met the nazir. There was a nazir. There was a nazir. Rabbi Sher Kohn, Sheyoshi Kohn's father was the nazir, Rabbi David Kohn. He used to live in the same building as Rabbi David Soloveitchik HaLevi. If you look at their mailbox, Rabbi David HaLevi and Rabbi David HaKohen, they're living in the same apartment building. So he's a nazir. Who's a nazir? So what kind of chinuch? You should train your child to be a nazir. When he grows up, he's not mechuyev to be kabbal naziris. So this is a unique kind of a chinuch. So the Gemara said this kind of chinuch is midirabbanon, also only midirabbanon. According to Reish Lakish, it's not halacha Moshe Messina, it's midirabbanon, and it's only a father on the son. The mother is not mechuyev at all, and the father on the daughter doesn't have. But normal chinuch to observe Shabbos and Kashrus and all the mitzvahs are Torah. Of course, it's on the mother, and of course, it's on the daughters as well. And others have to say not so, that there's really no din of chinuch on the mother. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah refers you to that discussion. Is there a din of chinuch on the mother or not? The Pashto says there certainly is. That's the answer. So there are more quotes. Those who give the answer, means Bezdin is acherim, but the parents have to be are mitzvah lahafrisha. And others say no, that there's only chinuch on mitzvahs asei, there's no chinuch on a mitzvahs loisasei. Even the father doesn't have to be mafrishosa. So they quote all of these shittas here. Yeah, we're machmer for the both chumers, that the parents have to be machanach the children even on lavim, not only on esen, even on lavim. And acherim, if the katan zechel nevelas is doing an averim, bezim mitzvah, acherim and not mitzvah lafisha, the parents are mitzvah. But if the kid is not saying Krishma, the kid is not davening, kid not shaking a lulav, so other people other than the parents also have an obligation to see to it that the kid does fulfill his mitzvah. So then the quote here, that's by a cotton shehigil l'chinuch, then you talk about chinuch. This whole siman shin mem gimel is about chinuch haktanim. Yeah. What if he's a cotton shelo higil l'chinuch? So lo higil l'chinuch, there's no din of chinuch, but still also is supposed to be adai. So also the supposed to be a daim is a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rashba, whether it applies to Yisurim, the Rabbanim. So the Shulchan Aruch has adopted the position of the Rambam, even if it's only in Yisurim and the Rabbanim. And the Bir Aloche quotes that the Rashba disagrees, and he holds that by the Rabbanim, there's no prohibition also the supposed to be a daim. Then he quotes Jubas Rebbe Kiveger, that there was a practice, a common practice in Europe. He tells you in the bottom, Chuvas Rikvega Simon Tezvov. The Bir Aloch doesn't tell you where it is. Chuvas Rikvega Simon, the regular edition, Kama, the first volume. So Rabbi Kivega discusses the common practice was in Europe. They would give a Sidra and a Chumash to the child on Shabbos to carry Katan Shulohi Gelachinuch. And they would tell him to carry the Sidra or the Chumash to Shul so the father would be able to use it to daven. So he says, that for sure is also, even though it's only Nisa de Rabbanon, the Rashba holds mutl is supposed to be a diamond. Nisa de Rabbanon, it's Tzarech HaTinoik. If you want to feed the baby, you want to give the baby a candy that the kid should eat in shul, so you can give him a candy, tell him take it to shul and eat the candy. But I should give him my sitter and my chumash, and then when he comes to shul, I should take it from him. That's I'm encouraging him to do the melacha for me. That for sure is also. That for sure is also. Even the Rashba agrees that that's also. Only the Tzarech HaTinoik. Then he says, if you want to rely on the Rashba, he doesn't recommend it. He says, the Shulchan Aruch passing like the Rambam. Lo safinu lev yadayim, even the Tzarech HaTinik, even Nisa de Rabbanim. But he says, if you want to rely on a Rashba, Rabbi Kivega says, it's only if you tell a kid, carry the Siddur and the Chumash to Shul, and you're going to use the Siddur and the Chumash. So what do you mean? He said, Higil Lechinuch for davening is not Higil Lechinuch for carrying on Shabbos. The whole Metzias is strange. So he says, you can tell a kid, carry the Siddur and the Chumash to Shul, and you have to follow along, so it's the telling the kid, Letzarech the kid. So then the father can follow along also. The father can also look on. It's a funny hechetimtze that he's talking about, that the kid is Higil Lechinuch for davening, but he's not Higil Lechinuch for Shabbos. Usually the children are hegel lechinuch for Shabbos younger than hegel lechinuch for davening.
So when you make the child bring it for you, is the reason it's usher because of shvisas banim, or is it different?
That's what the Mishkanes Yankev tumult. He doesn't quote that Mishkanes Yankev. Mishkanes Yankev said that's a naseres adibus. Las kam lachat bin chavitecha. That's the isen naseres adibus. Yeah, he doesn't. He's just talking about the regular dinim of los safin aleidi adai.
Why wouldn't he say? Why wouldn't he say that?
No, los safin aleidi adai. Not only in Hilchos Shabbos, it applies to everything. That's what the Mishnah Seikim says. The pasuk in the Bible, naseres adibus. The Ramah quotes that if the kid is higia lachinuch, then the mitzvah lafrisha. The whole din in the Gemara, a mitzvah lafrisha is only below higia lachinuch. The Ramah quotes that opinion. Yeah, but that's the thesis in Perek Kol Kisvei. Most of the Rishonim did not assume like that. Most of the Rishonim assumed that the whole discussion in the Gemara about katan echol nevelus, whether mitzvah lafrisha or not, is by a katan shekain higia lachinuch. He was higia lachinuch. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha, lo safin alei biyadayim, is learned out from the three psukim he mentioned yesterday. It's in the end of Yom, it's in the beginning of Perek Cheresh. So that's also a big machlokes. Also, this posuk biyadayim, does it only apply to a cotton? Because a cotton shelo yigil achinuch, because ultimately he will grow up. He is going to grow up. So you shouldn't, let's say you give the baby jarred food. So why do you have to spend so much money to buy kosher food? Buy nevela meat. He's a little baby anyway. He doesn't understand what kashrus is all about. So that's also the supposed to be a dime. You're not allowed to give him non-kosher food. What if it's only non-kosher midirabbanon? So that's machlekes the Rashba and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says like the Rambam that lo safin alei biyadayim. So the Gemara learns that this din lo safin alei biyadayim from the Tzad HaShavah from the three psukim from Tumas Kohanim and the Shvatzim and the Dam. So here the Magen Avraham quotes a Shach in Yerideya. Who quotes a Sefer Rokeach, who discusses the following situation. A woman is married to a kohen, she's pregnant with a baby. She has no way of telling whether it's a baby boy or baby girl. So maybe it's a baby boy and she wants to go to a funeral. So she'll be metame the baby boy. So it's also this posel biyadayim. That's the official posel. Gamma v'amarta. In the beginning of Parshas Hamor, that the adults, after Bar Mitzvah, are not permitted to encourage a Kohen cotton before Bar Mitzvah to be Metamil Mason. So the Rekech, quoted by the Shach, says that it's permissible for the woman to go Mitam Svek Sveka. It's a 50-50 chance that she's pregnant with a boy or with a girl, and even if a Mason it's a boy, maybe it'll turn out to be a Nephil. Maybe he won't survive so long, maybe it'll be a Nephil. So that's the question that some say. If you have to come on to a spec faker today, a lot of times when they take a sonogram, so they know when it's going to be a boy. So the only suffix you have is when it's going to be a nephil. So that's a miut is a nephil. Suffix is also suffix in the cave is 50-50. Normally it's 50-50. That's how the Gemara says. Macht es chor, macht es in the cave. So the other suffix, the slight suffix, maybe it's a nephil, tips to scale, so it's no longer 50-50. It's a roiv. It doesn't really mean spec faker, it means that it's a roiv lahakil. But if you already took a sonogram and you know that it's a boy, so then you don't have the suffix zocha suffix the kebab. So some of the contemporary rabbanim used to be this disco rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi David, what's his name? Grossman, Rabbi David Grossman. So his father, Rabbi Saul Grossman, passed away. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He once visited America. He was raising money for Chinuch Hatzmoyim. So he wrote a lot of songs. So he writes like that in one of his songs. He writes very down-to-earth tshuvas, simple tshuvas, not the fancy style, like Koyde Matan Tor, like before Abchaim, before all this, plain tshuvas. He was a regular guy. So he said that's what he writes. If you took a sonogram, you know that it's a boy. So then you're not allowed to. And the Magen Avraham, when he quotes the Shach, is bothered with a kasha. What do you have to say it's mutter because of a svek sveke? Should have said it's mutter for a different reason. The Gemara in Chulin, in Perek Behemam Kasha, in the fourth Perek, where the Gemara says that Tahara Blua is not the Kabbal Tumah. That if a woman is pregnant, and she walks into Oel HaMeis, and then she walks out, so only she becomes Tami. The baby inside of her is Tara Belua. The two kinds of Tara Belua the Gemara has. One is if a person swallowed a ring and it's in his stomach. So if you bring a ring into a Oel HaMeis, the ring is Mekabel Tuma, it's a kli. But if the ring is in your stomach, that's called Tara Belua, so it's not Mekabel Tuma. And then if the Uber is inside the Rechem, it's also called Tara Belua, it's not Mekabel Tuma. So that's the Magen Avraham's kasha. Why did the Rekech have to give the reason why Eishes Kaim Oberes is permitted to enter the Oel HaMeis? Because it's a Svek Svek of 50-50, Zohan Ikeva, then it's a possibility, may turn out to be a Nefel. We should have said Tara Belua is not Mekabel Tuma, Fartik. That's the end of the story. That's his taina. So Rabbi Chanan Vasseman and Rabbi Chaim Moser, who are brothers-in-law, they're married to two sisters, they both give the same answer. They say, apparently, the Rekech is of the opinion that the Isser on the Koyen to be Metamil HaMeis even applies if he's going to do a trick. He's going to come in contact with the Meis and he won't be Mekabel Tuma, because it's going to be Tara Belua. So still, he came in contact with the Meis, that's the Isser. Even if it turns out that it's not, that he doesn't become Tami. So that's a big discussion, is it right or not? Dan Grossman has a nice chuba about that.
But can fetuses do averes?
No, a fetus cannot do an averes.
So what's this? We're supposed to be a dime. Like,
I mean, Stam, what are you talking about? Even a cotton shalohi gelachinach. Can a cotton shalohi gelachinach do an averes? An infant. Can a cotton shalohi gelachinach? Also, he doesn't know what he's doing. Mamish mesasek. So still the pasuk says you're not allowed.
There's a separate love. It's a separate love.
Emma be Amarta, yeah, that's this pasuk. This is the pasuk of also this pasuk be Adai. That's exactly the marker. That's a Pella. That's a surprising din. Why do you say that you're causing the fetus to do an aver? You're causing the little infant to do an aver. A kid, infant, doesn't even know what's going on at all. After the baby's born, the mother takes him to a funeral. He doesn't know bechlam what's going on. Doesn't know what living people are, doesn't know what dead people are, doesn't understand anything, and still you're not allowed to. Also, the supposed to be a dime. When is a mutter supposed to be a dime? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara, the last parak in Yuma. Not only when there's a suffix hakonis nefoshes. Let's say if an adult is a chayla mesuka, so you have to eat in order to save your life on Yom Kippur. If you have to eat treifas, how about it? So let's say in a concentration camp. So you have to give the baby, the adults are eating treifa food and the babies are eating treifa food. So you're allowed to give the babies the shem pikoach nefesh. But even if it's not pikoach nefesh, let's say Yom Kippur, if you won't feed the little babies, they're not going to die. They'll scream their head off all day long. They'll be screaming. So is there a heter to feed the baby on Yom Kippur where there's no suffix sakonas nefoshes? The baby will be upset. He'll be very angry. He'll be crying all day long. So the Minchas Chinuch has such a chiddush. He writes a chiddush that you're not allowed to feed the babies on Yom Kippur unless you think that there may be a suffix sakana that the child may die. Anything less than a suffix sakana, you're not allowed to. So the Rabbi made a time in the Sefer Yosher has two halves. First half of chidushim on the Mesichtes and the second half are the tshuvas. They're printed often in separate volumes, the chelk al chelk beis. So in the chelk al tshuvas, he has a tshuva to someone. Someone said, like the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, that's utterly ridiculous. This is a chassidus shel shtus. He said, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in the last paragraph in Yuma says, beferish. Whatever is hainu revise, whatever is normal for the development of the baby, you're allowed to do, and there's no prohibition also that's supposed to be a dime. Let's say when the baby has a cough. So you give him some kind of, I forgot already what it is. My baby already has her own baby. Some kind of cough medicine that's treifus in it.
Robitussin.
So, but that's, everybody gives Robitussin to a little baby when they're sick. So there's no sakonas nefoshes. The baby's not going to die. They'll suffer a little bit. But whatever's hainu revise, it's mutter. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says, eating on Yom Kippur. That's normal to give babies food every day of the year. You don't take off 24 hours not to feed a baby. He's going to be screaming on top of his lungs. So he says, you don't. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Against that Minchas Chinuch. He says, there were those chassidim and the nezer Rabbeinu Tam. Had such a chumer not to feed the baby on Yom Kippur unless it's a suffix sakana. Rabbi Natam says it's a chassidus shel shtus, that it's not proper.
So help to put the food on the table and the child takes it on his own?
Yeah, that's I think what the Minchas Chinuch says. You're only in violation of also this supposed to be a daim if you give it to the child, if you insist they should eat it. But if you tell them, go home and eat a sandwich, or this, that's not called the supposed to be a diet. If you just put it on the table, yeah.
For a baby, where was the Shabbat? Like a baby,
he's
sitting
in the high chair and you put the trachis in front of him on the high chair. And like,
and then what?
Like,
that's not supposed to be
a dying.
You
got to
still be mature.
That's not called the supposed to be
a dying
because the baby's
going to
eat by himself.
Like, he just eats something, yeah.
But you're putting it in front of him, Asus. That is a discussion. That is a discussion. What's the definition of the supposed to be Adayim? That's a big discussion in Achrayim. Karen Oira is more machmer than most. Moshe has a tshuva based on a chasam sefer. First, the chasam sefer has a discussion whether the din of also the supposed to be Adayim does have anything to do with chinuch. We're talking about a cotton shelo higel chinuch. So that shows has nothing to do with chinuch. And maybe say no. Right now, the child is an infant. When it's going to grow up, so I want to know, can I give him trefa jars of trefa nevela meat? Or do I have to buy kosher meat? So we say, also the supposed to be Adam. So maybe even though the child is an infant, now he doesn't understand what kashas is all about, but someday he will be a bar chiyuvah. Someday he will become higel chinuch, someday he will be mechuyav mitzvahs. So maybe this is really the haschala of the chinuch on the child, when it be by cotton shalom gele chinuch, there is this kind of chinuch. Shalom is supposed to be a diamond. What if the child is already, that child is a cherish or a shaita? You know he's never going to develop. The doctors say he's never going to develop to become normal. He'll never become a chayiv mitzvah. So maybe there's no din of us that is supposed to be a diamond. So the Nadi Behuda's son took over the rabbanis in Prague after he died. And he was Iktam HaChachim, he wrote what they called the third chelik of Tshuvas Nadi Yehuda. What's it called? I forgot already. So I wish it Tshuvas. I forgot. Now they print it, they want to make more money. Shivasim. Shalos Tshuvas Shivasim. So now they want to make money, so they don't call it Shivasim. They call it Nadi Yehuda Chelik Gimel. So everybody buys Nadi Yehuda, so they make it buy Chelik Gimel also. It's not really Nadi Yehuda. Some of the tshuvas in the first two volumes of the Nadi Behuda were written by the son. But, okay. So in the Shivas Tzion he has this tshuva. He quotes an Issa V'Heta. Sefer Issa V'Heta by the Rabbi Yoni Ashkenazi. He writes, also the supposed to be a daim is the haschala of the chinuch. So he says, based on that, it shouldn't apply to a cherish and a shoita. If the doctors already know in advance that the child is never going to develop to become a bar chiyuva, so it's mutter the supposed to be a daim. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about that. He has a discussion. Parents have an abnormal child, and they can't take care of him at home, so they want to put him in an institution. The government has an institution for sick children. But the institution is going to give him non-kosher food. So what's the din? So first he says, we don't accept the chiddush of the Shivas Tzion, because there's a Rashba says faker. So he quotes one line in the Rashba, mamish like a needle in a haystack. Needle and haystack. The Rashba in the middle of our kind of Zolkin is talking about something totally different. One line in the middle of a big Rashba, he says, also this possibly a dime, even a cherish and a shaita. So the Chasam Sofer knew that he found the needle and a haystack. So he says, it was machlokes between the Issa the Heter and the Rashba. So the Rashba is a bigger pesik than the Issa the Heter. So he thinks that you have to be machmer. But then the question is this considered less possible a dime? To send the child to a government institution where you know they're going to give him non-kosher food, but I'm not giving him. So he's mekel on that. He thinks that that's not called less possible a dime. So that's mutter. Moshe also goes along with that. That's not called less possible a dime. And Karen Oira talks about this topic, less possible a dime. He doesn't talk about this case specifically. He's more machmer on the definition of this supposed to be a dime, even if the kid is not here at all. So he thinks it's also, a lot of times it'll be also this supposed to be a dime. So this is a famous simon. Shin Mem Gimel is a famous simon. Okay, Shin Mem Dalid, we don't call it Shmad, we call it Shin Dalid Mem. Simon Shin Dalid Mem. Rachmana Litzlan, Heilach Bamidbar, the guy, he doesn't remember what day of the week it is. He's lost in the desert, doesn't remember what day of the week it is. In the middle of Melchemet Yom Kippurim, some of the soldiers were so shocked They didn't know what they knew the war began, Matzoi. They knew the way when they drifted in the army on Yom Kippur. They didn't remember what the days were, because there was so much bombing that they, by day and by night, they were so tzutumot, they didn't know when Sukkot was. They weren't sure which day was Yantav Sukkot. So they had observed Yantav Shein Shel Golias in Eretz Yisrael. They had observed 2 days Yantav, because they didn't observe in the middle of a war. They couldn't observe anything. But they tried to observe. So here, there's the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. The Mishnah Berurah assumes the whole thing is only midirabbanan to make a zecha l'Shabbos. If you don't remember what day you started your trip, you don't remember anything at all. Then, from the day that you realize that you lost, that you don't remember what day of the week you're holding by, you should count that day as day number one, and the seventh day you should say Kiddush and Abdullah. The guy's lost in the midbar. So if you tell him he's not allowed to go chutz tuchum, he's not allowed to do any malachas, so he'll be there forever. He'll stay in the midbar forever. So we allow him to do enough malachas every day. It's a suffix sakan. He wants to get out of the midbar. So we allow him to do malachas every day as much as he needs to try to save his life and to get out of this mess. And then he says Kiddush and Havdalah before and after the seventh day. Right, it'll be a bracha l'vatola. The odds are 6-1 that it's probably not the correct day. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a takana midrabbana that they should make a zecher for a Shabbos. Who says takana midrabbana base? Who's he quoting? Some Rishonim. He quotes Rishonim and say like that, a zecher. Some want to say it's a din d'oraisa. Some achrenim came up with a chiddush nifla. It's a din d'oraisa. Rabbi Mendel Kasha has the whole arichas on this and his Torah Shlema. That's a fantastic chiddush. Yeah. The Pashta says that it's only a din midrabbanan. What if he knows what day he left? His trip began yesterday. He knows he didn't leave on Shabbos, but then he has amnesia. He doesn't remember what day it is. But that day, he knows for sure he didn't leave on Shabbos. He's a religious person. It's either Sunday or Friday, so something between Sunday and Friday. So every week on that day, he's allowed to do whatever malacha he wants. Not only allowed to do malacha enough to keep himself alive and to get out of the midbar, he's allowed to do whatever, because he knows he didn't leave on Shabbos. And 7 days later, there's also not going to be Shabbos. But if he lost track, legamri, he doesn't know where he's holding, so then you have this din, that he's only, he says Kiddush and Abdullah every seventh day. The Pashto says that it's only with the Rabbanan, and he's only allowed to do malacha every day to keep alive. Okay, let's start Shin Aleph. The beginning of Simon Shin Aleph is just Chazorah for what we just learned in the Gemara. You're not allowed to run on Shabbos. How to say it? What's the pasuk? Mitzoch hafatzecha? No, what was the pasuk? Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha. Toshim Mishabbos Raglecha. Derachecha. Miasos derachecha. So derachecha means about walking. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to run on Shabbos. And the Gemara had this story, I think we learned it, Kuflamites. One of the Bachim was running to the Beis Medrash on Shabbos. So one of the Balabatim said to the Rosh Yeshiva, you're Talmidim on Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos. If you violate Asos Derechech, you're not Mechal Shabbos. But that's the Lashon. You're Talmidim on Mechal Shabbos. So the Rosh Yeshiva said, what he's running with Dvar Mitzvah. To run a Dvar Mitzvah is Mutay. To run to Shul, even if you're not late, to run to Shul. Why? Because the Pasuk says, what's the Pasuk by running? The Gemara quotes a pasuk about running. I forgot. So the Gemara says to run to shul, even if you're not late, or to run to the Beis Medrash, that's mutar on Shabbos. Okay, so running usually is not allowed. Then the Gemara says you're not allowed to go psiagasa. Then the Gemara psiagasa, even b'chol is asa because it's unhealthy. Okay, but on Shabbos it's a double isa. Not only is it asa because of it's not healthy, it's a unique isa because derachecha. Masos derachecha. Shame. Then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, but what about the jumping? Are you allowed to jump? He's not going to jump the whole time. He's not running and taking psiagasa. He's going to take one psiagasa. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. If you have this gigantic puddle, so the alternative is, we wouldn't allow him to walk through the puddle because then he's going to get his socks all wet, then his trousers wet, then he may decide to squeeze out the water. So that could be maybe the day Aveira. that could lead to Chilul Shabbos of squeezing out. So he has a choice either to jump over the whole thing with a big kvitza, with a big psiagasa, or to walk around it. So the Gemara says to walk around it is a bigger tirchas. In such a case, we make an exception to the rule. We would recommend you should jump over it. That's Siv Gimel. That's straight from the Gemara. That we saw in the Gemara. What if the person is going Lidvar Mitzvah to visit his Rebbe? Kagon Lahakbal Penei Rabba Mishagol Memena B'chochma. So then we even permit him to walk through the water. Aye, but the Gzeir Hashem Yischot, he may squeeze out the trousers. Since he's going Lidvar Mitzvah, so the mitzvah will be megan on him, that he shouldn't violate the Aver, but he should do a heker. So the Gemara said, what's the heker? Some kind of a funny heker. He should try to keep his hands in his pockets the whole time, because otherwise his hands will be loose. They may decide to squeeze out the trousers. So try to have a heker to keep your hands in your pockets. If he goes Lidvar Mitzvah and we allow him to walk through the water, so not only do we permit him going to the Rebbe, we even permit him to come back, because that's also Gemara, that's in Sif Hei. You have to be mater him because he's going to want to come back. So if you'll tell him once he goes to visit the Rebbe, he's stuck, he can't come back. So next Shabbos he won't want to go in the first place. So that's a concept like coming back is also considered with Bar Mitzvah, because otherwise he won't want to go in the first place. But what if he's going to go to see how his field is doing on the other side of the river? He's going to walk through the river to see how the field is doing. So that's a shtickle dvar mitzvah, to see how you're not allowed to say, I'm walking to the other side to see how my field is doing, so I'll know what I have to fix on Sunday. Yeah, that you're not allowed to say. That mamish mutzoch hafatzecho. But to take a stroll there, not to say mefurish what you have in mind, so that's permissible. But then you don't say tirasofim shem chilos. We don't have to encourage him. You have to encourage people to do mitzvahs, to go visit the Rebbe. If we'll tell him he's not allowed to come back, he won't want to go in the first place. But to take care of his parnasa, we don't have to encourage him. If he won't take care of the parnasa, the world won't come to an end. That's all from the Gemara. Then you have the din. The chacham made a gzer. You're not allowed to carry anything. It's very strange. Why did the Shulchan Aruch, you have 51 sifim in Siman Shinal. So the first six sifim are talking about walking, jumping, skipping, dancing, all these things in the water. Then all of a sudden, talk about carrying. You're only allowed to wear clothing and tafshit, and you're not allowed to carry. What do they have in common with each other? Just because you're walking on the road. Very strange. There should have been two different sifim, two different simonim over here. So now you have the din in Siman Shin Gimel. Tanoi made by me isha yotza. Taisis works on the top. So there's a mishnah by me isha yotza. We don't permit a woman to walk in the street with tachshitim, because benos yisrael shachtsoni esein. That's how the Yerushalmi says. The Jewish women like to show off their jewelry, and we're afraid dil mashalfa o mechavya. She may take off the jewelry in order to show, look at the engagement ring that my chosn gave me, and look at the beautiful piece of jewelry that my husband gave me after having a baby, and so on. So they prohibited wearing jewelry. Some jewelry they didn't prohibit. The mission lists off. If it's plain jewelry, nothing special, they didn't prohibit. But if something special, so then there's a gzeira dimel shofam l'chavi. So then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Tosfos in Siman Shin Gimel Sif Yud Ches. V'hoidna, Tosfos writes. Sometimes the Gemara has hoidna. In the days of the Amoroi Machrayim, this is Tosfos writes. V'hoidna b'zman hazeh. So what's going on? They're religious. So how come they're wearing tachshitim? It's against the din. So there are three suggestions. So one suggestion is because mutim shuishagin v'lo yom azidin. They're not going to listen to us. So if we're going to tell them they're not allowed to wear jewelry, so they'll do it b'aveira. So it's better not to tell them. So they'll only violate it b'shagin. That's one suggestion. So if a woman is milumedes, Hamaritz, Marat, whatever they call them. So the Marats will not wear jewelry because they know what it says in the Shulchan Aruch on their own. Yeah. Then another suggestion Tosfos gives is no. The Mishnah itself tells you that some pieces of jewelry they prohibited, other pieces of jewelry they didn't prohibit. Only such pieces of jewelry that there's a chashash that she's going to carry. And Ms. Man is there. None of the women show off any of the jewelry. Is that true? The girls that get engaged don't take off the engagement ring to show their girlfriend. They keep it on the hand. They don't take it off. Okay. So that's the second suggestion that Tosfos gives. that maybe bizman hazeh yesham imotam ashkav d'shchichi tachshitim yotzim hem af b'chol, they wear the tachshitim in the weekdays also. Lek lemechus dil mashal for machavya k'mo b'yedeyim, that it wasn't so common. They only used to wear the jewelry on Shabbos. It wasn't so common to have jewelry, so that's why there's more of a chashash. Then the third suggestion that Tosfos gives is that since ein lanu rishus harabim d'oraisa bizman hazeh, because you have the lack of the shish and ribo, so therefore they never made the gzeira. Even though the Gemara says the gzeira applies not only to rishus harabim, also lots afil lachotzer sheinim urevis. If you have a chotzer which has walls around it, but you didn't make an erev chatzeris, so that's only takonas shleim hamelech that you're not allowed to carry, but still. You're not allowed to wear the jewelry in the chutz of Shein Morevs. That's only you're not allowed to wear in the chutz of Morevs because we're afraid she may walk into the Rishus HaRabim. But if you live in a little village where there's no Shishimri, but there's no Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, so then the whole Gzera doesn't apply. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sim and Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Ches, quotes all of these three suggestions of the Balei HaTosfos why the meaning was Lahokam. I'll call upon him, the whole din of not wearing Tachshitim only applies to the women. The lashon of the Yerushalmi is benos yisrael shachtzon yisem. They never made the gzeira on men wearing jewelry. Men are permitted to wear jewelry unless it's a type of jewelry that's shared in common by men and women. So since the women are not allowed to wear it, then the men are not allowed to wear it either. Where is that? That's in Shin Aleph. We're doing Shin Aleph Sif Tes. If you have a tachshit, dovishu tachshit liish vila isha also gam liish. If it's also for the woman, if the man is there for the woman to wear it, then that tachshit is also for the man to wear also. But if there's a tachshit that's only for men, then the Shulchan Aruch says that the man is permitted to wear. So let's say you have graduation rings. Men wear rings. Some men wear marriage bands. That's a stupid thing, but it's a good idea sometimes if you're in business. Let all the women know that you're married. Otherwise, they're going to start up. Even if they know that you're married, they may start up. So it's not such a silly idea for a man to wear a marriage band when he's in a secular society. They should, at least they should know that he's married. So less people will start up with him. So the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch that a man to wear a man's ring should be mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Rabbi Kiveger, who writes in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, "V'chdush Rabbi Kveige Kosav, v'al nefesh yochush li'atzmo, sh'lalotzes b'tabas klav." The meaning is that the men don't wear rings at all. I think he means on Shabbos. I don't think he means on the weekdays. Then you don't wear rings at all on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch tells that sometimes the ring is haitzor, sometimes the ring is a tachshit and it's mutter. Sometimes if you have a signet ring that you don't use it as a piece of jewelry, you only use it in business to put your stamp on it. So sometimes that'll be an Isser Haitzor. Yeah, what if a person has a wound and he has a medication and he has a bandage on it? So that says in the Shulchan Aruch, that's like... Sifcha Beis, Yotzim b'moches folk shalamak lefishayim erapim hilka chavikim o tachshit. That's considered like a tachshit that you're allowed to wear. That you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. Let's say the government doesn't want the guy to run away. He's a criminal. They don't want him to. Not a criminal, but they don't want him to run away. So they put chains on his legs, and he has heavy balls, and he can barely walk. He can't get the chains off. The police locked it on his leg. So he has no way to walk. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're permitted to wear that in the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's neither a beggar nor a tachshit, that's considered batal legabi the guf, because he just can't get it off. So that's permissible to go. We already learned the Gemara, Layetze Azav Bikishalo. And Daphir Aleph, Taisis and Daph Tzarik Dalet, and Aleph had the long dispute with Rashi. What's the definition of Moloch and Shein Svich of the Gufa? So Taisis ran through all the Gemaras, and one of the Gemaras was if a Zav has some condition and fluid is oozing out of his body, or a woman is a Nido, and the Dam HaNid is going to be rolling down her body and is going to stain her clothing. So wear something on the body to protect the clothing from getting stained. So the at kol atzuli mitina, if that's not called a beged. unless the man or the woman, let's say, wears a pair of underpants, so that's a beged, that's an atzura of a beged. So normally they wouldn't wear this beged. The only reason why they're wearing the beged is that it should collect the, it should absorb. It's a beged, that's okay. Let's say I have a rain hat. I only wear the rain hat when it's raining outside. I only wear the raincoat when it's raining. So that's in the form of a beged. So a beged you're allowed to wear. A beged you're allowed to wear. That's if you doubt it. Dob shuhu derech malbush, afila meina lov shalom shum atzulitinov, muta losis bob b'shamas. Rav Soloveitchik thought that if you have a plastic cover, we discussed it, you have a plastic cover on a hat, so the if you have a rain hat, the rain hat is a b'tzura shel beged. But if you have a plastic cover on the rain hat, that's not derech malbush. He thought that that's how it's so mamish. Others will make a lot. How come the women, when they have the rias nida, they do wear moch? So that's a Tosfos that the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Sif Yud Gimel, Shin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel, that if the woman is going to have, it's going to be annoying, not only going to stain her clothing, that's not a reason to be matter, but it's going to be annoying, she's going to feel uncomfortable having this, the dam, nida, rolling all over her body. So then if it's lasel from tsar, so then it's called derech malbush, that's permissible. Well, let's say a person is going to wear shoes in the winter time, and he's going to wear boots on top of the shoes. If the boots are merely to protect the shoes, that's not a beged, that's atzulimitinef is aser. But usually the boots make the feet warmer. So if it makes the feet warmer, then it's like the woman who uses the moch in order to protect herself from having pain. Let's say a woman is right at the end of Shivinikim, she's just walking and making bedikas. So bedikas are not to be matzel from tzar. Bedikas said that she'd be able to go to mikveh. So that you're not allowed to walk in the middle of the street with the beged for bedikas. The bedika cloth, that's mamash oitzor. That's mamash oitzor.
We said that so if it's a piece of jewelry that's also for a woman, then it would be also for a man as well. So, but a ring...
Same piece of jewelry, yeah.
Exactly the same one, but like a ring... Even though it's also called a ring, it should be allowed.
If it's a different ring for men, a different ring for women, so then the ring for the men would be mutter.
What's different? Like, it's a
different shape. Yeah, different style. Yeah.
It's not necessarily different. A woman's wedding band could look pretty similar to a man's wedding band.
Okay, so then it's a problem. But if it's, let's say, a graduation thing, I think only the men wear graduation things. When they graduate, we also wear that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta find out. Yeah. Let's say a person can only walk with crutches. He can't walk without crutches. So that's Rashi and Tosfos in the middle of Masechus Shabbos. Rashi writes crutches. Kuf, Reish, Vav, Tzadik, Kuf, Samach. Crutches. So to walk with crutches is mutter. Chassidus Rebbe goes with a shtekin. So he can walk without the shtekin. That's only Lekavod B'yamah. So that's called Hoitzor. That's not called a beggar. That's called a masli. But what if the person is an old person, he needs a cane in order to be able to walk? That's if you'd sign chigur, sheni yochel lelech b'lo makam muta lelech bo. If he needed to be able to walk. Let's say the person is not a chigur, but there's so much ice in the street, he's afraid he's going to slip, and there is no erev. So then the Taz says the same thing, that if you're afraid you're going to slip, so it's the same as a chigur. Assume a blind person can really walk without a makel. He just has the makel that he shouldn't bump into anything, but it doesn't really help him walk. So that says asur. Also lo lotzis b'makel. The summa is not allowed to take a makel. Shailus, what about a wheelchair? A person absolutely can't walk. So if he can't walk without crutches, then he has crutches. So the crutches enable him, he puts his feet down on the ground. Puts his feet down, then he puts the crutches, then he puts feet, then he puts the crutches. So he's really walking with the assistance of the crutches. Person sits on a wheelchair, his mom is not walking at all. So Dain Grossness wrote a tshuva that it's mutter, and Moshe also has a tshuva that it's mutter. So he showed, he lived in London, so he showed his tshuvas to the Chibina Rav. He got a haskama from the Chibina Rav. So Chibina Rav wrote and has haskama to the Sefer that he disagrees. He says the person is over on Haitzua on his own body. The din is achayna, says Hatzma, by living people, only if the person is able to walk. But if the person is a chayla, if the person is kofus, tied up, then the Gemara says that everyone agrees that even on a human being, there'll be an isaroid. So here, the person himself absolutely can't walk at all, even with the assistance of the crutches. He's or even if he can walk with crutches, but over here, he's going to sit on a wheelchair. He's not walking with the assistance of the wheelchair. He's carrying his body on the chair. So he thinks that the Shvina Rav writes, he thinks that the person is over on Haitzua in his own body. But Moshe writes also the same as Dain Grossman, that you're permitted to use, the person himself is permitted to use a wheelchair. That's if the person is pushing the wheelchair himself. Let's say someone else is pushing the wheelchair. One cannot walk, he sits on the wheelchair, and I'm going to push him. So I'm over on Haitzua. I'm carrying the other person. But if the person, with the assistance of the wheelchair, navigates his way, moves around, so Rav Moshe thought also like Dan Grossman, that's not called Haitzua on yourself. Not like the Shvina Rav.
Shvina Rav calls that because what's happening, or because this person actually can't walk at all. Supposing he walks in the house, he just needs it. When he goes for certain distances, he can't walk, but he can walk. Get up and walk 5 steps.
I don't know. We got to look some more in Shulchan Aruch. I don't know. Okay.
The Chayno says Atzma
is only if the person is able to walk. If he's Chayla Kofus, not. But here the Shaila is, he can walk 1 block, but he can't walk 10 blocks. The Shul is 10 blocks away. So if the shul would be 1 block away, he'd be able to walk without a wheelchair. But he can't go 10 blocks. So is he allowed to use the wheelchair or not?
You think there's time to be a deraisa instead of the wheelchair?
According to the Shvina Rav, it would be a deraisa, yeah? And he's a deraisa, yeah. Rav Moshe holds that it's mutter. But according to the Shvina Rav, it would be an isa deraisa. Okay. I mentioned that Sunday I won't be able to be here. I'm going to be out of town. But Monday, B'li Neder, we will start Chazar. Where does the Chazar begin from? I don't remember. Tzadik where? Tzadik Dalet. What? Melacha Shein Tzvicha
L'Gufa? We didn't finish. Sorry, before the Mishnah Tzadik.
Okay. So wherever it is, that's where we're going to start Chazar. I'll figure it out by Monday morning. Okay.